Astrology forecast for October 2015 by Kathy Beale of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. At last, a month when life starts making sense. Turmoil, new boundaries, reboots, and endings are still rampant, but some situations are settling into recognizable contours and sturdy, supportive foundations. They've been showing warning signs of firming up, and now they're hitting an accelerated construction phase, as if in sped-up, stop-action animation. Even if we don't like everything we see, we stand to benefit from plenty of it. Before this action gets fully underway, two review processes end back-to-back and affect how we go into the stabilizing. The first involves heart and desire. Venus, ruler of all we hold dear, love, money, beauty, creativity, changes mode on October 8. She is packing up the gold, glitter, and memories of her long summer in high-drama, self-oriented Leo, where her retrograde helped us explore people and activities that were once important to us, and possibly reclaim bits of ourselves. When she enters Virgo, our approach to relationships and money drops the showiness and becomes more analytical and inclined to treat them as improvement projects. What we think and say to others shifts almost simultaneously. Mercury, ruler of how we communicate and get around, stations retrograde on October 9 at the first degree of the relationship sign of Libra, smack on top of the north node of destiny and the collective experience. Since mid-September, he has taken us on a research mission, unearthing pivotal data that previously got dropped or overlooked. At times, it's also been a fantastic voyage through confusion, crossed signals, misunderstandings, and lies. His about-face on such a sensitive point marks a turnaround in all manner of communicating, our own thinking and speaking, the information channels we use or expose ourselves to, conversation at a collective level, and the agreements we have about how we're going to treat each other. As our hearts and minds move into a changed mode of expression, a cluster of influences mid-month are moving us out of the upheaval portion of the cosmic change imperative, aka the last 3 years or so, and into manifestation and stabilization. The centerpiece is the easy flow of energy between bigger is better Jupiter and Pluto, the lord of unavoidable metamorphosis, not to mention summoner of psychological beasties from the depths. This month, Jupiter is sending out the first of three boosts to Pluto as he reshapes the foundations of our lives. Rounds 2 and 3 arrive next March and June. This one comes with our hearts and drive on board, since their rulers will be in the same sign as Jupiter, Virgo, Mars, ruler of our actions, and Venus, ruler of all we hold dear. The boost has multiple effects: speeding up and deepening rebuilding, speeding up the formation of new platforms, situations, and relationships that have been brewing, making all of this more efficient, cleaning up debris, analyzing the health and sturdiness of what's coming into being, sinking pylons deeper and deeper into the ground. The boost also empowers some less obviously beneficial results, luring ever more beasties out of the depths, revealing deeper layers of rot, encouraging deeper and deeper layers of unstable foundations to collapse. This boost brings the relief of stepping on solid ground at last, the curative, motivating effect of a good house cleaning, and possibly a root canal of the heart. If that last possibility happens, it leads to effective cleanup and improvement of the situation. One reason is the detachment and ability to analyze on offer with Venus in Virgo. Another is that harmony and cooperation between hearts and will, as well as the male and the female inside you and with folks outside, are very much in the air, with Venus and Mars not merely in the same sign, but warming up for their next private meeting in November. October 11, 15, 17, 19, 23, and 25 are hot dates in the boosting process. You may feel it most strongly as each aspect builds, particularly the day before. The second influence moving us from upheaval to new order is the Libra new moon on October 12. Your experiences of the past 3 years have laid the ground for everything that is seeded and begins to grow now. While Jupiter feeds the Plutonian time for structures to evolve end of the cosmic change imperative, this moon event charges up the unforeseeable, liberating, paradigm-busting Uranian end of that equation. The resulting pressure forces new attitudes, approaches, and agreements about relationships into being. It launches the next phase in how we live with each other after the chapter closings of the September Aries lunar eclipse. Expect what we want from each other to be focused, intense, and all-consuming when the two planets of desire and money, Venus and Pluto, team on the 23rd, the same day the Sun enters the Pluto-ruled terrain of Scorpio. The last days of the month could put stashes of Halloween candy severely at risk. Justifying indulging will be easy as can be. Just one sliding into half of the bag. Especially with messages flying around that are both exciting and fuel for jitters. The first milestone in the stabilizing process comes on the 27th with the Taurus full moon. It directs attention to physical and sensual reality, not promises or hopes or the dreams you spin from crumbs someone tosses your way, but actual tangible developments you can taste, touch, and embrace. Any lingering anxiousness dissipates for the Halloween weekend. Fantasy and escapism are in the air, and how? In the words of Rocky and Bullwinkle, are they friendly spirits? I'll say. The holiday promises to be, of all things, peaceful. More Glinda the Good Witch, less vampires and zombies. Dress up and play, unplug, and revel. To find out what this time of Jupiter in Virgo working with Pluto means for you, you can order my talk about Jupiter in Virgo for the next 13 months and my guides for each sign at my site, empowermentunlimited.net. Or, of course, you can book a session with me, Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years experience. I have weekly podcasts and forecasts at my site, again, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list and get a newsletter every Monday of all of my latest material. You can find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and follow me on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.